Hey, we're all looking to save, especially on medical bills, but where do you start? Now, unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings, well, it can seem impossible. HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance, and they flag errors like overbilling or wrong codes and fraud. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, saving starts with knowing where to look. Go to their website. It's healthlock.com today before you see any other healthcare provider. Hey, did you know that one of the largest U.S. flags in the state of Georgia stands proudly in Pure Talk's parking lot? Now, to honor that flag, Pure Talk is supporting America's Warrior Partnership. Now, they have a mission to prevent veteran suicide. Now, you can help this great cause simply by making the switch to Pure Talk before Flag Day. Get America's most dependable 5G network for just $20 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N, to make the switch. That's puretalk.com/Sean for superior cell phone service, and you get to help a vet in need. Hey, what if your home's title, which is the legal document that proves you own your home, is in some criminal's name? Well, that's called home title theft, and criminals all over the world can find your home's title online, and then they'll forge your signature, they'll take out loans against your home, or even worse, sell your home. Now, how do you know some criminal's not taking over the title to your home? You can find out with sign up at HomeTitleLock.com and use the promo code Sean, S-E-A-N. All right, hour two, Sean Hannity Show. Thanks for being with us. Toll-free, our number is 800-941-SEAN if you want to be a part of the program. Rightly so, Republicans are dealing with what is now the fallout, the epidemic, that is crime in big cities and small towns all across this country. And that is, and it's very simple, the principle. If you don't have law and order, if you don't have safety and security, it's A squared, B squared, C squared. You cannot pursue happiness. You just can't. And if you look at just a little example around the country over the weekend, you got teenagers literally terrorizing parts of Chicago, hundreds of teens destroying property, attacking tourists. By the way, days after they announced that the 2024 Democratic National Convention will be there, how exciting. I get to go right in the middle of that Adam Schiff show. No, thank you. I'm not looking forward to it. Anyway, far left Chicago mayor condemns the takeover, but says it's not constructive to demonize the youth. How about the people that are involved in the crimes? How about we just call it out for what it is? Criminal activity. We can't do that in this day and age of no bail laws and, of course, defund, dismantle the police. Then you got out in Los Angeles ransacking of this gas station, a mob of people there. It's just unbelievable. You know, in malls now, they're demanding chaperones are needed for teenagers in New Jersey malls because of the unruly behavior of some of these kids. You got retail crime now soaring by 26.5%, costing all these big box stores a whopping $96 billion in losses. That's why they're leaving cities like San Francisco. That's why they're leaving cities like Los Angeles and in Chicago and New York and everywhere else. They're beginning to say, we can't make money when you allow people to walk out with $1,000 worth of goods or $999 worth of goods and you don't stop them. Anyway, so the Judiciary Committee led by Jim Jordan will be on Hannity tonight. They did a really good job today so far. It's been ongoing. And, anyway, it's gotta stop at some point. Now, Jordan himself, talked about, remember Jose Alba, the bodega worker, and what he went through a lawyer described being charged for murder despite being attacked. And just defending himself. Now this now gets into the issue of federal monies going to states like New York City and a pro, you know, color of change funded by Soros elected Manhattan district attorney, that only cares about going after one guy, Donald Trump, for nothing and not arresting, you know, violent criminals and stopping the insanity with the no bail laws. I want to play a rather lengthy segment of Madeline Brame. She is the mother of a homicide victim describing Bragg's treatment towards her son's murderers. you know, saying that Bragg's office treated her family like garbage, saying that we don't give a damn about politics. We need someone who stands for law and order, responds to Nadler's comments, the idiot that he is, that two of her son's four killers were given life sentences. Listen to this woman unload on these guys.
Good morning. My name is Madeline Brame. I am the chairwoman of Victims Rights Reform Council. I'm also the mother of a homicide victim. My son, Sergeant Hassan Korea, Afghanistan War retired veteran, was killed in Harlem in 2018. Hassan was kicked, punched, stomped, and stabbed 9 times by 4 individuals he did not know, nor had he done them any harm. All 4 of these individuals were apprehended and all 4 charged with first-degree gang assault and second-degree murder. This case just resolved this year. So this case drug on through the Manhattan criminal court system for 4.5 years. When Alvin Bragg came into office, he was handed a strong trial-ready murder case and gang assault case against all 4 of these individuals where this brutal, savage homicide was captured on video. He was handed a strong trial-ready case, ready to go to trial. As soon as he took office, the case immediately began to unravel. He completely dismissed gang assault and murder indictments against 2 of the defendants clearly on video participating in the brutal savage slaughter of my son. Mary Saunders, the sister involved in the homicide. He dismissed her indictment and recharged her with assault with a shoe and sentenced her to 1 year time served. Travis Stewart dismissed his gang assault and murder indictment and sentenced him to attempted gang assault. And he pled guilty and sentenced him to 7 years. Travis will be out in the next 18 months. Mary Saunders, this savage, is currently walking the streets of Harlem like she didn't just participate in the brutal slaughter of another human being. Home with her family, home with her children. If that's not a threat, to public safety, I don't know what is. And as far as the Manhattan District Attorney's office, if he's receiving 1 penny of federal dollars, you need to pull that funding until he starts doing his damn job and prosecuting crime. I was totally disrespected. Me, my family, my grandchildren, we were treated like garbage. Like garbage. I've sat for 4.5 years and saw mothers walk in and out. We have a mother sitting here right now whose son, 2 sons, 1 died and the other one is on a colonoscopy bag. This is out of Darcell Clark's jurisdiction. So I'm not the only one. There are hundreds and thousands of us. We don't give a damn about your politics. We don't care. It could be the man from the moon who's running for president. Okay? As long as whoever's in there is stands for law and order and is going to return some civility and sanity to our city. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Ms. Brame, you failed to note that as a result of D.A. Bragg's prosecution, 2 men are currently serving life sentences for the murder of your son.
Mr. Jordan, I'm sorry. If Mr. Nadler is going to make derogatory comments towards the mother of a homicide victim, he could at least allow her some time to respond.
The lady is not recognizing.
Sergeant Hassan Kareem is dead forever. Dead forever. There are 4 people directly responsible for his murder. 2 people is not justice. And until there is justice for the murder of my son, there will be no peace. None. All 4, I'm asking for a special prosecutor to reopen those murder and gang assault charges against Mary Stewart, Mary Saunders, and Travis Stewart. Present that evidence, present that video to a jury, and allow them to decide those homicidal maniacs innocence or guilt. My son is dead forever. They deserve to be in prison forever. Thank you.
All right, joining us now with reaction, Greg Jarrett is with us, of course, at the Fox News Channel. He has his upcoming, soon-to-be-released book. If you want a first print edition, we've linked it to Hannity.com. Of course, it will be on Amazon.com, soon to be released. David Schoen, former counsel for President Trump and former civil liberties attorney and board member of the Alabama Civil Liberties Union. By the way, thank you both for being with us. By the way, I think we ought to give a reminder to our audience, David, that you represented Joey Bergen, and he was beaten by a group of attackers in Times Square because he's Jewish. That case got a lot of news, and but I just want to make sure that, you know, we're transparent as we can. Let's start, David, with you, because you represent a client that has been a victim of New York violence. And now the question is whether, if they're not going to enforce the laws of this country and allow people to be safe and secure, why should the federal government even participate in providing the monies to keep them safe?
Right. Well, you know, Joey Borgen's father testified today. Joey Bergen was a young man who on May 20th of 2021 was walking in Times Square wearing a yarmulke, a Jewish head covering, showing support for Israel. And he was surrounded by a group and attacked, five or six people, beaten almost to death, pepper sprayed, brutally beaten with weapons. It was all captured on video. All of the assailants were identified. Some were charged with hate crimes. One was most recently arrested as part of the group also. And what drew Mr. Borgen testified today, because he's very afraid for what happened to his son, what could happen to other people, because this case now has dragged on forever. And the district attorney, Mr. Bragg, has offered unbelievable deals to some of these assailants. It's not like it's a questionable matter of proof. This is all caught on video. And one of the assailants, a guy named Wasim Awadeh, said he would do it again. And the things that he and the others yelled at Mr. Borgen, effing Jew, and pepper spraying him in the face while yelling things about Israel and Jews and all of that, he'd offered him a six-month deal for this hate crime. And one of the defendants, he's offered no jail time at all. So that's the kind of thing that's really troubling people. And on the other hand, you know, you talk about a double standard. We have eight prosecutors assigned to the Trump prosecution for misdemeanor, now supposedly convolutedly transformed into a felony. It's very hard to justify this double standard.
All right, quick break. More with David Schoen, Greg Jarrett on the heroes by the House Judiciary Committee in New York City today, just laying out how awful Alvin Bragg has been and basically how they're enabling the crime to spiral out of control, not just in New York City, but around the country in big cities, small towns, everywhere.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, summer memories with your family, they're very precious. If you thought about improving your backyard by investing in a hot tub or a swimming pool, well, you really need to consider the Michael Phelps Swim Spa by our friends at Master Spas. Why? It combines the benefits of both. A Michael Phelps Swim Spa has a spacious swimming area on one end and comfortable seating with hydrotherapy massage jets on the other. Not only will it provide endless hours of fun for you and your grandkids, but it's great, convenient, a great way to improve your fitness and decompress after a long, stressful day. Linda loves hers.
I absolutely love it. And I'll tell you what, like my oldest son, Anthony, right now, he's got a hamstring pull. My daughter just finished lacrosse season. She's got her shin splints. Liam's about to start tackle. You know, everybody's doing something. And then Anthony and I, on the rare occasion that we can get the kids out of it so we can actually get into it, you can just relax in it. It's an awesome time for the whole family.
masterspas.com, promo code Hannity. Put it in the upper right-hand corner. You can get up to $1,000 off. That promo code Hannity for up to $1,000 in savings, and you can exercise, relax, and recover with the only hot tub and swim spa brand we trust, masterspas.com.
Hello, I'm Dr. Michael Mosley, and I want to let you know about my new immersive BBC Radio 4 podcast series, Deep Calm. It's all about how to tap into and activate a remarkable system that we all have hardwired inside of us, our relaxation response. And it's been developed to be listened to at any time you want to really unwind. I hope you'll listen wherever you get your BBC podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, summer memories with your family, they're very precious. If you thought about improving your backyard by investing in a hot tub or a swimming pool, well, you really need to consider the Michael Phelps Swim Spa by our friends at Master Spas. Why? It combines the benefits of both. A Michael Phelps Swim Spa has a spacious swimming area on one end and comfortable seating with hydrotherapy massage jets on the other. Not only will it provide endless hours of fun for you and your grandkids, but it's great, convenient, a great way to improve your fitness and decompress after a long, stressful day. Linda loves hers.
I absolutely love it. And I'll tell you what, like my oldest son, Anthony, right now, he's got a hamstring pull. My daughter just finished lacrosse season. She's got her shin splints. Liam's about to start tackle. You know, everybody's doing something. And then Anthony and I, on the rare occasion that we can get the kids out of it so we can actually get into it, you can just relax in it. It's an awesome time for the whole family.
Masterspas.com, promo code Hannity. Put it in the upper right-hand corner. You can get up to $1,000 off. That promo code Hannity for up to $1,000 in savings, and you can exercise, relax, and recover with the only hot tub and swim spa brand we trust, masterspas.com.
An October morning in a quiet suburb in a town in Scotland. A man is walking his dog when suddenly shots are fired from a car. The man falls to the ground and the car speeds off. An ordinary residential area, but extraordinary things happen in ordinary places.
The instinct right away was it was a political thing.
We're talking about Russian-trained, high-ranking officer in the Secret Service.
An Assassin Comes to Town, a six-part podcast. Available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
25 to the top of the hour, toll-free on number 800-941-SHAWN. If you want to be a part of the program, let me play a little cut right here. This is Madeleine Braim, the House Judiciary Committee 17, having their hearings on defund, dismantle, no bail laws, and how New York City, just like so many other big cities and small towns, are suffering needlessly because of the insanity of no bail, dismantle, defund. Listen.
I've sat for 4.5 years and saw mothers walk in and out. We have a mother sitting here right now whose son, two sons, one died and the other one is on a colonoscopy bag. This is out of Darcelle Clark's jurisdiction. So I'm not the only one. There are hundreds and thousands of us. We don't give a damn about your politics. We don't care. It could be the man from the moon who's running for president, okay? As long as whoever's in there, it stands for law and order and is going to return some civility and sanity to our city. Thank you.
Very powerful analysis. Greg Jarrett, Fox News contributor, soon-to-be-released book, Trial of the Century, Amazon.com, Hannity.com. David Schoen, former counsel for President Trump, civil liberties attorney as well. It doesn't get any more powerful than that. Here's my question, my final question for both of you, and thanks for staying through the break. And Greg, I'll throw this to you first, and that is, okay, what options will the House Judiciary Committee have available to them to mandate and assist these cities? I would assume that this is where the power of the purse comes in.
Oh, it is. You withhold the money, the federal funding that district attorneys are so reliant on in the major cities. And you force change by withholding the cash that they so desperately need. You know, Bragg's reprehensible conduct in bringing this ridiculous case against Trump is deserving of disbarment and more. The DA should be in the dock, not Trump, for his brazen abuse of the legal process. He should be held in criminal contempt of court for engineering a false case in what amounts to malicious prosecution. And that's exactly what happened to another DA, Michael Nifong, you'll recall, in the phony Duke LaCrosse case, who conspired to withhold exculpatory evidence that showed the defendants were innocent. That's what this DA did, according to a key witness in the grand jury proceedings. He withheld exculpatory evidence because, you know, conjuring up a crime, Sean, that doesn't exist, dependent on a political nemesis, it is unconscionable, and it may rise to the level of criminal contempt.
We'll give you the last word, David Chong.
Congressman Jordan has to continue to have hearings. There's federal funding here. His committee certainly has jurisdiction. I'll give you an example of how important these hearings are. Last week, for the first time ever in the last 2 years, almost 2 years, supervisors met with Mr. Borgen once word got out that he might testify at Congressman Jordan's hearings. And all of a sudden they said, well, we want to get serious in the case and we want to move it forward and so on. His hearings have an impact. The American public needs to know the truth.
All right. Well said, David Schoen. Thank you. Greg Jarrett, thank you. Toll free. It's 800-941-SHAWN. I am really looking forward to meeting Mrs. Brame tonight. I really am. That testimony just blew me away. And I felt so sorry for her. And I feel the same passion she does. You know, only one of the numerous problems we have in this country, which are so numerous, I can't even keep up with them on a daily basis. It's unreal. Tucker, by the way, interviewed Elon Musk for his show tonight. That's going to be very interesting to watch. I'm looking forward to that. I had conversations with him going back, I don't know, what was it, a year and a half or so ago, something like that, 2 years ago? I don't remember. And I like him. I think he's a great innovator. And he thinks out of the box. And, you know, I'm interested to see that too. All right, let's get to our phones. 800-941-SHAWN, you want to join us? Rich is in Pennsylvania. Rich, hi, how are you? Glad you called.
How you doing, Sean?
I'm good. What's going on?
It just keeps on going and going and going. It's like the ever-ready battery, right? I mean, they have everybody in control that they want to play, and they keep on saying the same old thing. I mean, you know, look, how long did it take them to go after Trump? But yet they have the laptop, and they won't say a word. What I'm trying to say is, you know, they're going to have to go to the Supreme Court and have these people come forward about them and have them removed for a period of time under investigation, because no investigation is ever going to work with these guys in control.
Oh, I tend to agree with you. We need serious people in positions of power. Look, I think at the end of the day, when it comes to law enforcement, you either refund the police, you bring back bail laws, or the result is going to be predictable. The criminals will win. You know, the people that deserve protection will lose. And unless, you know, you take matters into your own hands and ensure your own protection, I'm not talking about starting trouble. I'm talking about defending yourself. God forbid your home or your workplace is invaded by people that have no respect for life. I know what my plans are. I bet you most people listening to me don't have a clue what they're going to do. And it's sad because there's a lot of defenseless people out there. You know, I give this advice. I don't expect people to have the same passion that I do, in terms of training in mixed martial arts. You don't have to be a mixed martial artist to get out of a situation. You know, I always tell people that if somebody attacks you, deal with it right there. Don't let them pull you into a car, for example. If you pull you into the car, we're never going to see you again. Odds are overwhelming, over 99%. So there's just certain things you can do immediately. Number one, kick them in certain areas. That will help. The second thing would be to take your thumbs and put your thumbs as deep into their eyeballs as you can, and then rip, and then run. Your goal is not to win the fight. Your goal is to escape. Now, what do I say to an 80-year-old lady, 85-year-old lady? Is she going to be able to defend herself in any way against any young man? No. The answer is she's defenseless. That's why we need safe neighborhoods. Anyway, my friend, God bless you. 800-941-SHAWN. Michael, Texas next, the free state of Texas. What's going on, Michael? How are you?
Hello, sir. I just also want to say thank you to you and all the folks at Fox News. I mean, without you guys, I don't think there'd be a unbiased source of news for us to listen to. So I just appreciate you all.
Well, thank you for making it happening. Listen, we're working hard to put on a show that's worth listening to every day and a show that's worth watching every night. We got a great show tonight.
Yes, sir. Yeah, my question was, what can we do, other than voting, to help the situation? You know, with everything going on, it seems like we're being hit from all sides, all facets. I've worked at an election official in Virginia for a while. But other than that, do you have any recommendations what we can do to help the situation?
You're talking about elections and the moving into the future?
No. In Virginia, it was just for my precinct. I was just working, helping with the elections, like working the poll.
Look, everybody's got to get involved. If you can't tell at this point that the world is deteriorating, that the United States is in decline, that, you know, everything from simple law and order, which we've been talking about this hour, everything from the open border situation, everything about, you know, literally unilaterally disarming economically on the issue of energy is such a disaster. China, Russia, Iran, this new axis of evil that I've been talking at length about, you know, watching our enemies being peeled away one by one, deciding that the ultimate winner and to be the world's lone superpower is going to be China and not the U.S. Now, if that's not the canary in the coal mine, I don't know what is. Now, on election issues, I'm going to say it again, and I'll say it every day if I have to. And you could scream and yell that I'm being repetitive. I don't care. But every Republican better get religion on the issue of voting early and voting by mail and stop resisting it unless and until we get to the point where we have enough power to change the laws to move to paper ballots. That is the system that we have. That's all we're stuck with. Secondly, Republicans have got to match Democrats' legal ballot harvesting efforts, especially in swing states. You know, lastly, I would say, you know, you feel helpless. Go volunteer. Maybe you're rich and you can donate money. Or maybe you're not rich, but you have some time on your hands. Go volunteer. I mean, there's so much that people can do. There's such a need out there that will elect good candidates. And you'd be surprised. Let's say there's a 300 of you that volunteer for one congressional candidate. And you go door to door and you map out, okay, we can hit every door twice if we start on this date. And go door to door, talk to your friends and neighbors and explain to them what's at stake. Because a lot of people are too busy in their day-to-day lives to do a deep dive into the things that we talk about on the show every day. I'm not critical. I just understand their life. Anyway, my friend, appreciate it. 800-941-SHAWN. Anthony, New York. Hey, Anthony, how you doing? What'd you think of the hearings today in New York?
Sean, I'm doing well, and thank you for taking my call.
Thank you. What's going on?
So, Sean, I have an issue that I had last weekend, and the issue with Alan Brand and all the victims that are involved in this the violent crimes. I'm so happy that we're finally getting our voices heard, and of the issues that these people are having. So, to get back to last week, my daughter and I. I'm fortunate to have my daughter work with me, and her and I took a casual walk when the weather was beautiful last week. Along the one of the avenues, and we encountered a person that came out of the woodworks and all of a sudden started screaming racial slurs at us and profanity to my daughter. So, and it's funny that you mentioned about having a plan. So as my daughter and I are walking, she's close to me, and I told her, if he happens to come upon us and attacks, you run. I'm pretty capable of defending myself. I'm in pretty decent shape. Just enough so she can run and go get help. But again, plan of action. That was my plan of action with my daughter. And I told her the incident. If it does happen, we kept looking behind us to make sure he wasn't coming upon us. But thank God we kind of got out of the situation. And instead of going back to work the same way, we went a different way and we went back to work. But
you know what I might do with my sensei? You know, every time I talk about my martial arts, people go, oh, Mr. Kung Fu, what does O'Reilly call it? You know, you know, karate. I'm like, no, O'Reilly, I don't do karate. I don't do Kung Fu. But maybe we could just make a very, very, very basic, simple video. What do you do if, you know, everyday scenarios, everyday people, crowded streets, subways in New York, in that case, and what do you do? Just give you, you know, we do situational street fighting. And what does that mean? You know, some days we call keeping it real. And that means at any point during my training that day, you know, my sensei is going to come up and do something to me and he wants an instant reaction. And we do it over and over and over and over again with sticks, blades, firearms, whatever the situation is. Somebody, you know, in a bar gives you a bar push. You know, how do you deal with that? What do you do?
Right.
I have a plan for all those situations.
Right.
So, you know, but just a few simple things that everybody would be able to remember. It's not a guarantee. It's not a panacea. But just have something available to you in your head, you know, short of, well, I'm going to kick him. Okay. Have you practiced kicking? You know, do you know how to throw a kick? I know that may sound stupid. I could tell you right now that I could probably walk outside in the streets of New York. I'll ask 100 people, show me how to throw a punch. And I guarantee you, 99 out of 100 can't throw a punch. Linda, show me. Stand up and show me how to throw a punch. No, I want you to do it.
I just did it.
Do it. Do it.
Okay, I'm showing you.
No, you're not. Now stand up and show me. It's actually not terrible.
Yeah, that's because I've been jumped on the subway 3 times.
It's not terrible. But most people do something like that, you know?
No. I'm going to take out your eyes and your...
I punch the heavy bag every single day and with bare-fisted... we do pain day, but in the thinking behind it is if you can't take a punch, you can't win a fight. You got to be able to get hit and keep going. What is your new technique?
So I take out a video of Joe Biden trying to form a sentence and I force them to listen to it. They typically run very quickly. It works really well. I find it to be a very strong.
All right. This is a serious topic
and you're being a wise ass. I'm being serious. I mean that I would run. I don't want him sniffing or touching me. I'm out.
That's true. Creepy Joe can show up at any moment, anytime, any place. Anthony, I mean, that was very nice of you. You were heroic with your daughter. You gave your daughter the best advice. You know, I just, with my kids, I try to keep them out of bad situations.
But how sad is it that he's walking down the street with his daughter that he started the conversation saying how blessed he is to work with his daughter?
I walk down the street with my kids and my kids are afraid what I'm going to do to somebody else.
You have to protect them from what? From the people who are
Remember when I started this 11 years ago, martial arts? Remember my son?
Yeah.
Mocked me. He made fun of me.
He still mocks you. Not as much now.
Are you kidding me? Oh, no. I'll say Patrick.
Now he says he won't get in the ring with you. It's different.
Won't get in the ring. I'm like, come here. I want to show you something. Dad, stop. Stop. Dad, stop. And he's like running around the couch and won't let me get near him. I said, he goes, stop. All right. I get it. I get tap, tap, tap. That's what he goes to me. So it's pretty funny. He's not making fun of me anymore. Especially now that I started lifting.
No, he doesn't start.
Well, people don't believe that I can lift as much as I got 230 up. That for me, for an old man, that's not bad.
But how sad is it that now you actually have to think about using that? Like if you were walking down the street with your family, that someone's going to approach you and try to
attack
you.
I've had to think about this for years.
But now
because
they have
of all
no
the threats
accountability,
I've had.
Sean. Zero. Listen, they can do whatever they want.
And this, let me be very clear. So one day, if God forbid something happens, if I'm on videotape, I know it's all being videotaped, and somebody comes after me and they're really trying to provoke me, I will start walking away. I don't want any trouble. If I have to, if I think it's going to get real, I'll use the words, don't make me hurt you. Now those words for some reason actually stop people in their tracks. This guy's crazy enough to say, he's going to hurt me. And then I would turn around, even though on TV, I know my, you know, all the networks that hate me would run the tape. I would actually run away. I'd run away even though I actually like to fight. I'd run away because I would rather not hurt somebody. Because if it's go time, I don't stop. That's how I'm trained. You don't stop until it's long over and you neutralize the threat. Why are you looking at me like that?
I just think it's sad. I think in 2023, with all the information we have, it's sad.
So, you know, one day you see me running away, oh, Hannity's full of crap. No, I don't want to hurt anybody. All right, quick break, 800-941-SHAWN if you want to be a part of the program.
up is next. You do not want to miss it. And stay tuned for the final hour free-for-all on the Sean Hannity Show.
All right, right now, our friends at MyPillow.com, they have a massive closeout sale happening on their all-season slippers. Might surprise you, but you have made my slippers the number one selling MyPillow product, and I have a feeling you're going to want to stock up now when you hear this incredible offer. Just go to the Sean Hannity Square. When you go to MyPillow.com, you can get the all-season My Slippers, $25 regularly, $149.98. That's $120 in savings. You're limited to 10 pairs at checkout. Now, remember, My Slippers has that exclusive four-layer design you won't find in any other slipper. And the patented layers make these slippers ultra-comfortable, extremely durable. They help relieve stress on your feet. And guess what? You can wear them any place, anytime, anywhere. They come in a ton of additional sizes and brand-new colors. MyPillow.com, Sean Hannity Square. Go grab a pair of the all-season My Slippers, $25. Or just call and mention my name, 800-919-6090, promo code Hannity. And not going to last long. MyPillow.com, Sean Hannity Square. Born on America's darkest day, 9/11/01, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been helping American heroes ever since. And when a first responder or military service member doesn't come home and young kids are left behind, well, Tunnel to Towers, they pay the mortgage on the family home off to lift that financial burden. Now, for catastrophically injured veterans and first responders, Tunnel to Towers builds, well, mortgage-free smart homes that enables severely injured heroes to move around their homes more independently. And through the foundation's homeless vets program, Tunnel to Towers is providing housing and services to homeless vets. More than 3,300 were helped last year alone. And people who put their lives on the line for our country and our communities, they need your help more than ever. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good and never forget 9/11 or the sacrifices of this country's heroes. Donate $11 a month. Go to their website. It's the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org.
That world has eaten up and spit out a lot of young and attractive guys.
This is the story of one of fashion's dark secrets.
I was overwhelmed. Like, I had never seen anything like this.
At the height of Abercrombie and Fitch's success.
This was me being carefully manipulated.
Being lied to, tricked, and traded like a commodity.
Investigating allegations that would take me into a world of money, sex, and power. This is World of Secrets, Season 1, The Abercrombie Guys.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
The following is a High Five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
Welcome to Burger Yippee. Would you like a hot apple pie today?
Yes, yes, yeah, I won! Woohoo!
So that's a yes on the apple pie?
I just went big time playing High Five Casino on my phone. Real cash prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. Yeah!
So yes or no on the apple pie?
Woo! I won again!
I'll take that as a yes. Drive around.
Have you had your High Five moment today? Only at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.